sponsored by Margaret Jackson.
AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge and the Small Business Concierge Magazine. And you can connect with Business on the Edge at Twitter, Business on ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, our website, businessontheedge.biz, our magazine info page, smallbusinessconcierge.biz, our Facebook page, MJ Radio Host, our Facebook group page at On the Edge Women in Business, Push Your Products, Services, and Events, Motivation, Inspiration, Political Views. And those political views are getting hot, hot, hot. We're going to talk a little bit about that this week, this evening on the school's walkout. So that's very, very interesting, very important for us to discuss what's going on with our youth. It's a group also for you to make your comments and thoughts known. And when you're making your comments and thoughts known out there, ladies, be gentle, be no catfighting. Just saying. Check out our podcast on Podbean at ontheedgepurpose.podbean.com, iTunes, Google Play. And also you can connect with me on our Blog Talk radio show, Business on the Edge Extended, Raw and Real. You can always email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge with your questions and comments. Each week, I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning into the show. We appreciate your listenership, and we work hard to bring you a great show that adds value to your professional development and small business entrepreneurship growth. You can always dial into the show and get your questions and comments on air at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. It's a quote. Good habits formed at youth make all the difference. Aristotle. Good habits, when are they formed at youth, make all the difference. Interesting. That's an interesting comment. I think this is something that we've discussed over the years. I don't even think it's a debate, but discuss. Start young. Start when they're small. Makes all the difference. Here's my power fact. I do a power question. It's a power fact for you. The fact is we have a problem in our country. And we have to, and I love what our students have done. It's enough. We are skilled business professionals. We are skilled leaders. The audience that listens to this program, we cannot stick our heads in the sand. We need to use our influence. We need to use our resources. And when I say things like this, the way that we're going to win the epidemic that's in our country on gun violence is for us to get involved. We know March 14th, we saw a national school walkout. And these kids are sending a message to the adults who we have failed them. And we have a responsibility to fix that. And you might say, well, you know, I don't have any kids. I don't have any children. You know, there's this old adage, if you will, I guess. It takes a village, it takes a community to raise our kids. There's something going wrong. There's something wrong when you have shooters walking in the workplace, shooting. Bullying doesn't just happen at school. It happens in the workplace. Kids don't just start bullying. Something is happening at home. Parents, if you're bullying your children, if you're abusing your children, you're causing a problem. if you're stressing your children and you're not taking responsible for the great responsibility to have a living and breathing young person, child that you were given and that you were blessed with, and you mishandled them, you failed them. And maybe your parents failed you. My father failed me. I got a sad story just like anyone else. Parents divorced when I was 4 years old. Mixed couple in the 60s. Very difficult. My father failed me. I'm not shooting up the workplace. I talked to a parent and said, you know, NRA continues to win. When are they not going to win? And I want to suggest to you that this really isn't an NRA issue. This issue is more than buying and selling guns. There is something wrong with belief systems. There's something wrong with how we're interacting with one another. And we have a responsibility to try to help figure that out. We tell our kids, go to school and you can grow up and you can be whoever you want to be when you grow up. Now, on a lighter side, I debate that because, and I think I've said this before, Shaq, appreciate you, never will be a race jockey in a horse race because the guy's just too big. But the point really is that they have vision, they have goals, they have dreams. They are tomorrow's destiny. They are the decision makers of the future. And the best thing that you can give them is life. You can give them guidance, healthy. You pour into them. You tell them how wonderful they are. You tell them how great they can be. You don't have to have children to give them hope. Martin Luther King gave hope. And they want hope. You know what they're hoping for? Is whether or not they're going to come back from school alive. That is not something that they should be concerned about. Do I agree with our president to say that the teachers should carry weapons? That's just a powder keg. Seriously? We need to find out what's going on in the homes. We need to find out why there is a pathway to destruction in our schools. We need to find out why there's a pathway. And I just got news for you. When you get hired on a job, like it or not, sometimes you're not going to work with people that you like. I've done it. Doesn't really bother me. I really, quite frankly, don't care whether or not you like me. Can we do the job? What's the assignment? Can we do the job? I don't care. But we could lose our jobs for any reason. I got fired. I've done it all. I'm on air and I've experienced so much. I got fired for something I didn't do growing up. In fact, I got fired as an adult for stuff I didn't do because of my crazy coworkers. I did the right thing and I ended up, the company that fired me, I ended up getting a $40,000 contract from them because I did it right. I walked away right. Because that was wrong all day long. So they fired me and I started a company. Boom, right? There's other choices. There's other choices. And when you're making choices that extinguishes the life out of someone else, that's never going to be okay. That's never going to fly. And if you think that you are wrestling with that type of struggle, call me, 408-205-4056, and we will get you help. We will get you help. We'll get you to the right resources. We will keep it private. It'll never go out on air. Because sometimes you get fired. Sometimes you got bullies in the workplace, which is not okay. And if you're bullying, and if you're a leader in your company, and you're allowing bullying in your workplace and not fixing it, you should be fired. Period. And that starts at the top, all the way to the federal top, just saying. I don't usually talk political on this show. And I know we've got our country's divided on our new president. Bully. We got bullying in the White House. That's not okay. Leadership is fine. But who fires on Twitter? You work for a company, go fire somebody on Twitter and see, don't you end up in the same boat as the person you fired on Twitter. Just reality. We model excellence. Leaders bring the best out of you. Great teachers bring the best out of their students. They're not trying to. You have teachers that they feel great about themselves if they can get most of the students in the class to fail their test. That's not education. Your responsibility is to help them learn and understand and get all they can get in their understanding of what you're trying to teach them. You don't have a right to bully each other. Students don't have a right to bully each other. I would tell my son, fun is not fun if someone's getting hurt. I don't care if it's emotionally, mentally, physically. It's not fun. We have a responsibility. We are business owners. We are leaders. We are radio show hosts. We are CEOs. We are CFOs. We are COOs. We should be storming the schools and says, telling them, how can we get involved and put it into this? Military weapons in the hands of civilians is a problem. That's not what they were designed for. They were designed for war. And we have taken something that was designed for war and put it in our communities. And now we wonder why we have war in our streets and in our schools and in our workplaces. I don't care that you buy your guns. What I care about is having the right type of weapons. There's nothing wrong with defending yourself and the right to bear arms. But this isn't the battlefield. Battlefield weapons don't belong in our homes, in our schools, in our workplaces. They belong on a battlefield somewhere where they were designed for. What was their mission when they were designed? You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Tonight we're talking about our community responsibilities as leaders and as business professionals. I know we got going a little hot, but I've had enough. And you should feel the same way. I'm going to bring on right now to kind of put some, I probably need a therapist right now myself. Elizabeth Stewart, who's a licensed marriage and family therapist. She is also a licensed therapist for a Bay Area school district and has some really great tools and insight as to some of the things that could happen at the schools to kind of really make the environment safer for our children. The environment should be safe at home if the parents are not parenting correctly. But so we're going to talk to Elizabeth Stewart. Elizabeth, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you, Margaret.
So we've had a little bit of dialogue about challenges. We're seeing, you know, we've had the school walkout this week. I think this is an exceptionally powerful statement that our kids are making, and they want support. They want support from us. What are your thoughts, and what are some tools that can help support our school systems? And I know we're not going to solve everything, you know, on this show, but I have students here in the studio with me tonight, and we'll talk to a couple of students. There's a big event coming up with the All-Star Game, so we're going to give them an opportunity to voice that and really maybe even share a little bit about the school walkout. What are you thinking? What are you saying? What are you sharing with your students at your school?
You know, Margaret, I think one of the things that we don't have to assume, we know that every child inherently wants to feel safe. We know that when kids don't feel safe, they demonstrate it with their behaviors. They demonstrate it with their language. And oftentimes, working in classrooms, when things are really out of control, often it's because kids don't feel safe. Whether that's they don't feel safe that the adults are going to be able to keep them safe, i.e. if it's out of control, the kids are looking to the adults to maintain the control. So one thing we inherently know in a classroom is that all students want to be safe. The teachers want to be safe. On a larger scale, with this last incident and the incidents we've had over the years with the school shooting, you're absolutely right. It's like enough is enough. And one thing I think that we have to really take a look at is how administrators in the educational system are really looking at the social, emotional health of the students that are coming to school. What we do know is that what goes on at home will end up at school. If there's abuse going on at home, some way, somehow, it's going to end up at school, whether it's how, you know, the kid is acting out, beating up other kids, whether it's a kid discloses, which happens quite a bit, a kid will disclose that they're being abused at home. A kid will disclose when things are not okay. And the role of the teacher, of course, and the staff on campus should be to embrace and encourage and give time to students so kids feel safe enough to talk, right? So we inherently know that whatever all kids want to be safe, and that whatever's going on at home will end up coming to school. And if you look at the history of the violence that's happened in school, we know that those kids have had histories of mental health issues, family issues. And so I think as administrators in the educational system, we have to really start looking more comprehensively at what are the social.
Okay, we just lost Elizabeth Stewart here. Okay, so we'll get her back and let her finish her thought here. And before we go to a commercial break, I have Gary Plummer here in the studio with me, retired NBA Golden State Warrior. And we've got your students here tonight, Gary. And before we go to a commercial break, what are you saying to your students with this heightened sense of violence in our schools, gun control? What are you sharing with your students with this being so prevalent right now because of the school shooting in Florida?
I just try to relate to them. If they are having any issues, you know, let me know. Sometimes they don't feel comfortable talking to their parents. A lot of times, being a coach as many years as I have, sometimes players will tell you things that they won't tell their parents. So I always say, you know, if you need to email me, need to text me or whatnot, you know, if you feel something going on, they'll let me know, and I try to be there for them. And then if something is going on, I'll alert their parents.
Right. That's good. That's good stuff right there. Let's go to a commercial break. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to AM 1220 KDOW, Money 2.0 with Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We're talking about our community responsibilities as business owners, professionals. And I was just talking to a couple of my guests here in the studio, and I was sharing that anytime you take the original purpose of a thing, its original purpose, and put it in a situation where it was not designed to be, you're going to have abuse, misuse. And when we look at guns and assault rifles and these type of weaponry that was designed for protecting our country, not our neighborhoods, protecting our country, warriors who would go to war. And because we have allowed these weapons by design that was meant to be in a war zone, not your block, not your community, we see abuse. And so we need to put those weapons back where they belong and for them to be used for their original design. And that's not taking away your right to bear arms, but there's a healthy balance that will help keep our communities safe. We should not have war in our streets. We should not have war in our schools and war in our workplaces. And he says, well, they could use any type of gun. They could. You could use all kinds of things, but we want to mitigate that. We want to stop that. And our kids are crying out to us and saying we need to feel safe. And we've got therapist Elizabeth Stewart back, and we're going to bring her back on if we can. Elizabeth, we were talking here in the studio, and I know you didn't get to finish your thought, and I'm going to pick up somewhere else. We've got students that they want to feel safe at school, colleges, school, at any level, they want to be safe. But what are your thoughts on protecting the school boundaries for students that are coming back to visit, or those that, and I guess let me say it like this, not just visiting and they want to see an old teacher, because I've done it, but those that are coming back with a vengeance, how do we protect the school premises, the boundaries? What would be an action plan to consider?
Good question. I think first and foremost is that there has to be a paradigm shift in the educational system and thinking this way, that safety has to be first and foremost for any student. Safety in the classroom, safety on the campus, and safety outside the doors of the campus. So there needs to be a way to gate check anybody that comes into the front doors of a campus. I do believe that it is a great idea for the district to take a more proactive stance in hiring extra personnel to be around the building, to be around the campus, and have extra personnel at the front door. And that it should be absolutely non-negotiable. Absolutely. Nobody gets on this campus. Nobody comes through these doors unless they are actually checked. There should be a mechanism set in place that if a person tries to get into a door without being checked by that personnel, there should be an alarm system immediately that goes off. Things happen. People make mistakes. Maybe for some reason, somebody maybe looked at something around the corner and somebody tried to sneak in. There should be at the gate, at the front door of that school building, and there should be only one entrance into the school building. There should not be several entrances. The gate should be locked during the daytime at schools that I'm at. The gates are locked during the daytime. There should be only one entrance, and there should be extra personnel securing and gatekeeping that front door.
And this was
the other thing.
Before we go to a commercial break, because we're about out of time here, but they're able to exit while no one can get in. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
But there should be some. Well, we can follow up after your break.
AM 1220 KDOW Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome back to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are in our Small Business Concierge segment of the show. I love this segment of the show. We're going to be going outside of the studio. In fact, we're going to be at the March 25th Oracle Arena. We're going to do some interviews there. Pregame activities start at 10 a.m. We want you to come out and enjoy the festivities. You can get your tickets at worldgamestournament.org. And come out and support these seniors, girls, boys, all-star games, all-day festivities, dancing, music, basketball, food, you name it, it's going to be there. And these are the sort of things that can change the game and change even the climate of what we're seeing in our high schools and getting kids involved so they're making better decisions and they're not coming back on campus and doing things that we don't want to see them do. I've got three students in my studio that I just brought them in my studio. And how old are you? Can you say your name and your age, please?
My name is Marissa Malto, and I am 11.
You are 11.
My name is Nima Yazdani, and I'm 21.
I am Matthew Malto, and I'm 15.
And you are all students, is that correct?
Yes.
Don't tell us what school you guys go through. Let's keep that private. We've had some very interesting conversations on this show tonight, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, very powerful.
Very powerful.
Of course.
Very deep.
So what are you saying? You're listening to therapist Elizabeth Stewart. Is she saying some helpful things in terms of it's important, your safety is important? Do you think about that every day when you guys go to school?
Well, it's always kind of like a nerve-wracking thing because there's these people at my school, so-called, the creepy aspect and the depression aspect is the cool thing so far, and that's kind of confusing me a bit. I don't know why they do that or whether it's true or not. It's just kind of like a mix-up of whatever, really.
Do you feel safe at school?
I feel pretty safe because I stick around a few people that I for sure know, actually one person that I for sure know, and I know that I will stick by that person.
Okay. Okay, what are you?
Our school, they send us messages, alerts, like whatever happens or any accidents or any threats. So they just message us like instantaneously. Like we get messages, emails, and updates really quickly. But it's a little bit fearful at nights when you walk onto campus because, you know, it's pretty dark and you never know what happens. So
Right. Are you feeling safe at school? What are your thoughts?
At school, it feels pretty safe. Our school is a closed campus, and whenever we're in school, the gates are always locked, so no one can come in and come out. But I guess there may be a problem when, like, we are actually entering school, when everyone's at the gates, and then once they open the gates, that may be a problem when, like, anyone can come in.
So did your schools walk out this week?
Yeah, we walked out at 10 a.m., and they also emailed all the students and teachers and staff to allow the students to walk out without having any problems with their grades or any, like, missing out on any stuff. They got it pretty, like, relaxed. So, we walked out.
Did you guys walk out? Did your schools walk out?
My school also walked out, yes.
Yes, your school walked out. Did your school walk out?
And I don't know what a walkout is.
So you may have been still sitting. They got up and left the school at 10 a.m.
Oh, yes, we did walk out.
Okay. Okay. So what was the message that you want to send to us as the responsible adults and leaders? Maybe you guys have ideas. Maybe you have solutions. What do you think the solution should be?
Well, I believe that the more people it wants to change, think about it. There's one person, even though they're in higher power, if everyone else wants it to change, then it's possible, maybe.
That's a really good answer. I agree with that.
I also agree with what Marissa said. The more people, the better. And also, we think that gun violence and just is just not a good thing. We should really be standing against that.
Yeah, I think that it doesn't take one person to change. It actually takes like a whole country, like thousands of schools, and we all have to respond all together so we can make one impact, a big change.
One impact. That's very good. That's very good. This is some good stuff. And I'm going to shift just a moment while we're still in this segment. So, Nima?
Yes.
So you're part of the All-Star Games.
Yes, I was there last year.
And I asked you on break, are you any good? Are you any good?
Yes, I'm very good.
He's very good. So what position do you play?
Shooting guard.
Shooting guard. Okay. Can you invite our audience to the event here on the 25th?
Yes. So I invite everyone that's listening out there to come to this event. It's really big. There's going to be an All-Star game, and one of the best players in the world in high school that are going to be there. There's going to be food, music, games, and all kind of events. There's going to be dancing, music, DJs, and a shout out to DJ Skills. He's very good, and just come out and just have fun. Just a really great event.
Can you give them that web address right there at the bottom of the poster there?
Yes.
Get their tickets?
Check out worldgamestournament.org, and it has all the updates over there, and it starts on June 30th to July 1st.
Thank you so much. Oh, that's March 25th is that game, and then there's the World Tournaments on. Yes.
There's an All-Star game and a pregame activity at March 25th.
There you go. Awesome. And that signage is up at the Oracle Arena even now.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. That's awesome. Great, great, great. So we're going to go to a commercial break here when we get out of this, just a few moments here, and come out and support the kids and get involved. Maybe we can do something special at the game. I will be there doing interviews so we can come back in our small business concierge segment of the show and kind of help you hear some of the things that happened at the game with that great ambiance. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here in the Small Business Concierge. Thank you for tuning in to this segment of the show. I love it. I love it. Let's go to a commercial break. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Yeah, I could have got a little bit more volume in my headset on that. I think you cheated me on that right there. What are you doing? So we're gonna end our show. We're in the last segment of our show. On a lighter note, we've talked about some very serious concerns, and we wanna address, we wanna address and respond to our kids out there. But I'm gonna bring on Rachel Prince. Rachel Prince was coached under Gary Plummer, former retired basketball NBA player for Golden State Warriors. How are you, Rachel, tonight?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Rachel, so we had a little chat before the show tonight about your pathway to where you're at. You're in LA. You've graduated from college. You went through Coach Plummer's program.
Yes.
And you were part of were you part of the All-Star Games as well at some point?
No, I was not.
But you were part of tournaments. So what did they, when you were going through it? Okay.
Tournaments, we traveled a lot. I played on the team.
So can you connect the dots for us how basketball and now you're, tell us what you're doing in terms of you're now a graduate from college, and I don't want to share all of your information, so I want to give you an opportunity to tell us the pathway.
Yeah, well, I went to college. Well, I played with Gary for quite a few years, and then I went to college. I did not play basketball in college, but now I am in Los Angeles, and I'm pursuing a paralegal certificate and eventually going to law school.
Okay.
And so just kind of like, basketball is really important, and just having a sport you can rely on is really important. It just, Gary, like, basically teaches me, like, stay dedicated and endure through everything.
Was it a tough mental game?
Oh, my gosh, yes. it's super tough. But honestly, being coached by Gary was one of the best things that could have happened to me, because he just kept, like, he keeps you motivated. And when you feel like giving up, he's just always there, like, positive, and he shows you through, like, your experiences that through his experiences that you can still make it, you know. Even after his knee problems, he still finds a way to keep basketball in his life and make a difference, which is really cool.
And doing positive
stuff. That helped me.
Great, great. Thank you so much. I got about 2 minutes, so I want to get to the students here. Okay, so now you guys are part of the All-Star Games, and you are dancers. What can we expect?
You could expect a lot of things, just a lot of good performances, basically. We're actually a dance team based off of San Jose. It's both the adult and the junior team, junior team being Gobstoppers and the adult team being Chocolate Factory. And we've been practicing about a month now, and we're really excited to do this. Like, it's a really big event for us and just a big event in general. So we're excited for it.
Awesome.
Just having the opportunity to put something fun together, and having kind of like a time crunch definitely pushed our boundaries. But coming into last week, I feel like we just are excited to make the final preparations and going into the All-Star Game, just get to meet the people, the other community outside of our own is definitely something we're looking forward to, as well as just the great opportunity just to perform again.
1 minute. We got 1 minute. Can you pitch the March 25th event for me? Let's go. Run.
March 25th. This year, 2018, at the Oracle Arena, the pregame activities start at 10 a.m. There'll be an All-Star game between the North and South. The top high school seniors, girls and boys, are going to be competing against each other at the five-time world champion Golden State Warriors on their home court.
30 seconds. Come on, get it out. He's going to cut us off.
If you guys want to, if you don't like basketball, I don't know why you wouldn't, but if you don't, the junior team and adult team will be there collaborating on a performance
tickets,
as well.
Where can
as
we get tickets?
The tickets can be found at www.worldgamestournament.org.
That's my show, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader. Thank you for tuning in.